Well, you know, it really, the answer is the same as every time you ask me that. Player safety and quality practice. I don't think we'll accomplish either one of them out there today. Yes, they do. You know, the ability to have 65 yards now is available to us. That's the portion of the field that's heated. And that's why, frankly, last week the other part of the field froze. I think it was the day we came back off the bye week, we were able to – the field was not frozen, so we were able to use the whole field. But the second day back, we were able to – just use the 65 yards. So that's why we're just mainly doing team drills out there, because you can't use the other individual areas to do one-on-ones and the other individual drills. So, I mean, we do have it, and that's really the mindset, is to do the team drills out there, because then we're always on that part of the field. We'll be indoors tomorrow and Friday. I mean, that's you know, basically because of the wind more than anything. I have a weather report on my desk every morning, and didn't anticipate getting out today or tomorrow. And this way, Friday's practice is structured, just going back to only the 65 yards available, it wouldn't be wise from a structure standpoint to do the Friday practice out there. So all Friday practice is going to be indoors more, because this way the practice is laid out. Absolutely. Yep, got up about 4. Was so excited I got up at 2, but waited till 4. You know, the equipment makes a lot of noise. Probably don't have happy neighbors. But, yeah, I got the driveway cleared and was at work about 5:45. Well, some players have to lift in the morning. Some players have the option to come in the morning or lift after practice. So we had a couple guys that normally lift in the morning that did not. So we made that work. But we communicated. We had a plan in place. There was communication that went on all morning through Matt Klein and Doug Collins and Rob Davis. So that was all coordinated. Had a couple guys that needed picked up because they couldn't get out of the driveways and so forth. So, but you know, they're actually kind of giddy about it, to be honest with you, in the locker room, you know, four-wheel drive and so forth, and particularly guys that had never seen that before. But that's the biggest storm that I've seen since I've been here. So, but you know, we were able to roll this morning. We've had a good day so far. Well, you have 7:30 special teams and 8:05 is team. Well, we had a couple people out there. Rob Davis, Pepper Burris, I think Doug Collins, those three guys. I'm sorry? Nick had it, you know, he had a strain in his knee. I think he's going to be okay by the end of the week. He'll have a chance to practice tomorrow, but I anticipate he'll probably go by Friday. So he just has some swelling in there, and we're being smart with him. It's going to take the week. It'll probably be a game time decision. Really, all that you could put all four of those guys in the D linemen are. I'm concerned about it. Obviously, having all four of those guys miss practice, but it's probably going to take the week to really sort that out. Well, you know, I haven't seen their offensive tape yet. You know, I'll probably get to that later today or tomorrow. But, you know, defensively, you know, you always look at the Bears and the Vikings and the Lions differently, because you spend so much time preparing for, you know, those three teams in the off season. You know, and then, you know, and they're all really different. And the fact that we played the Vikings so close together, we played the Bears so far apart. So, really, you know, you look at schematically what they're doing, you feel like you have a pretty good handle on, you know, what conceptually what they're trying to do against us and so forth. I'm sure they feel the same way as when they look at us. And it's really just see where they're out, you know, and how they're utilizing their players and so forth. But, you know, what I see is a team that's going through some tough injuries, and that's, you know, to me, that's the biggest challenge every year. I mean, they're fighting to overcome some injuries, but you know, this is a big rival game. We're approaching it that way, and you know, we're looking for, you know, a hard-nosed, tough football game that we always feel that we play when we go down there. So that'll be our approach.
On offense,
well, third down is an important down. We spent a lot of time on third down, like most teams do. You know, it starts with the pass protection. You know, I think our guys do a very good job of identifying, and we've kind of hit our niche there. We obviously had some issues there early in the season. The quarterback's playing at an extremely high level. He's doing a good job of taking the completions and giving our playmakers a chance to get the first down. We've had some opportunities to go up top too. So we're just doing a good job of running our offense in that particular situation. Tom Clements is the red zone. Jimmy Robinson is the third down. Ben McAdoo does short yards and go on. Well, they take that area and they, you know, they research it and study it as it's their own, and it's a product of now being together, you know, year number four as a staff. We build our menu during the off season. We're, you know, always trying to, you know, build enough things for the people that we have. And you know, once again, you do division study. You also do a situation study. So Jimmy Robinson will do a study based on third down of the top five third down teams in the league. Same thing with Tom. So we're always looking to get better, new ideas. If there's something out there that we feel that can help us, you know, I think we've been very creative in all aspects of our offense, frankly. And you know, it's we get in there Tuesday. We do normal down and distance, and we always start with the run game, and then from that we go. We meet as a staff on third down. Jimmy kind of presents the outline. There's a certain outline that we use every week, and we watch the tape. He has ideas. He has a preliminary game plan that he feels will be a good package, and we kick things around, and then ultimately Joe and I make the final decisions, and we build our plan. Well, who's leading now? Sixth or? Well, we're like fifth, yeah. But I mean, you get up around 60-70%. I mean, that's a big time year. There's no question about it. But you know, I feel that we have the ability to play at that level. And we've been aggressive down there. But what's the second part of your question?
I mean, you didn't get in the first time you got in the red zone.
Yeah. No, it's like we talk about statistics all the time. I mean, I think it's definitely when you look at our offense and you have a lot of positive rankings, and you know, you always still check those, but then you check the red zone and you just go like the first one. We had a good play. We anticipated a blitz, and they did a good job. But you know, they pulled up the line of scrimmage and blocked the ball. I mean, I think Aaron has Jordy there for a touchdown. So that's the reality of how we look at it. So we got to beat the free defender with the throw, and that won't change. But as long as we're schematically giving our players opportunities to be successful, and then you know we'll continue to go that course. It's part of playing wide open on offense. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not going to get more conservative, and I don't think I can get any more wide open than we are. So I know we're 15th, but I'm not concerned about it because I trust the approach and I trust the quarterback, and you know, we'll see. We got four more weeks to improve. Yeah, definitely. I thought he played very smart in the pocket because, you know, it's like anything. When you train the quarterback to have, you know, in-pocket awareness and out-of-pocket awareness, you know, there's the gray area. You know, when do you stay in, when do you come out? And it's a whole other phase of quarterback development that you're always working on. And I thought he was very smart. I thought he was smart when he needed to step up. I thought he was smart when he got outside the pocket. We saw a lot more two-man than we anticipated seeing, and that resulted in him taking off for that big quarterback run. So, you know, I, just think he's doing a much better job feeling it. And he's, and you know, part of that's just like anything. He's in a groove, and the pass protection consistency definitely helps you, because when things aren't going well and you are getting hit, and you know, you think you might have to come out more often than you need to, and things like that. But I think he's trusting his feet, he's trusting the pocket, and he's being smart when he steps up and comes out, or if he has to come out late. So I thought Monday night he did a nice job. Yes, that's pretty typical. I mean, the staffs that I've been on. But I think of the pick of Clay Matthews. I mean, can you just say that's a heck of a pick in Clay Matthews? Or? Okay. I think he's an excellent pick. He's playing well. You can't argue with the athletic ability, the versatility he gives you at that position. That's what you're looking for. You know, the ability to put his hand down and rush the passer, also to play all the different combinations, the pressure packages and the cover packages. You know, I think he's off to an excellent start. I mean, when you have a rookie win the, you know, defensive player of the week, I think that speaks for itself. But we're excited about his start. And the biggest part I'm excited about, too, is his professionalism. I like the way he comes to work. He's the same guy every day. You know, your rookie year, there's always an adjustment that you go through. Do they fit into the locker room? Is he accepted in the locker room? Every rookie goes through it. And he's made a pretty seamless transition here to our program. So I appreciate that. I'm excited about that, because I think he's going to have great days ahead of him. I think AJ's been very productive. He's getting more opportunities. His interception was a huge play in the game, and I think it was an excellent player, you know, by an inside linebacker. So, you know, AJ's tough. He's very consistent, and, you know, a lot like Clay. I mean, Clay's, you know, in his rookie season, but I'll say that about AJ also. AJ's the same guy every day. I mean, he's very coachable. He's always working to get better, and I think he's put together some very solid days for us. Well, I'll say this, Mason's is hard. I mean, I don't know if I could be, you know, harder on Mason than he is on himself. I mean, he's a pro, very hard worker, you know, very diligent technician, which, you know, you definitely need to be at that position. But, you know, he continues to work at it, and I've not lost confidence in him, and it hasn't changed since the day he arrived, his rookie season. I mean, I remember we tried him out there in the Philadelphia game, so he'll continue to work at it, and you know, it was disappointing we missed a kick the other night, but you know, we need to handle the snap better, and that definitely factored into it. I don't think Greg Jennings was pressing in the game Monday night. You know, Greg's an outstanding football player. I'm excited he's on our team. He's going to be on our team for a long time. And, you know, I think it's a product of our offense. I mean, you come in after the game and you applaud the quarterback for his production. You applaud to Michael Finley for his production. I mean, it's kind of tough to have, you know, numbers for everybody across the board. You'd like to. But, you know, Greg's a team player, and I think he does a great job for us. But, you know, maybe he would have more production Monday night. And, you know, I didn't have a sense he was pressing in the game.